Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guest on the World Cafe today is the red-haired California singer-songwriter Brett Denon, who joins us in front of a live audience at World Cafe Live. Brett Denon released his self-titled debut back in 2005. His new album, Smoke and Mirrors, is his fifth and finds Brett aiming for more commercial success than in the past. We'll talk in a moment, but first, here's a live performance of Who Am I? Live on the World Cafe today, Brett Denon. That's one of the tunes from Smoke and Mirrors, Who Am I? I met you for the first time, I think it was 2005 or 2006. And looking back, I was taken with your music right away. I was taken with certainly the directness of it. And even solo, there was all this catchy stuff going on that really, really hooked me. Do you see a difference between what you were doing then and what you're doing now? Or is it, how has it grown?
I think, well, for one, I think the biggest difference is the way I sing, or at least the way I present a song, both on the guitar and vocally. When you first met me, I was a much more developing, I don't know what you would say, a developing artist or a baby band type of guy. I was kind of finding my voice. And there was a lot of hesitation in my voice. And through now that I've been doing it almost 10 years professionally, I've grown a lot more confident and found my range a little bit more. So I think the newer songs I write showcase a little bit more of a stronger vocal. And now for the first time, I'm starting to incorporate harmonies like the song we just played. Stylistically, I'm always trying to incorporate new musical influences or at least things that I haven't really explored in the past.
I hesitate to ask this of a guy who's, 6'5" or so and has red hair, but do you consider yourself an introvert?
I think about probably 50% of the time I'm an introvert. I think that's where the songwriting comes from. I have a very introspective, introverted side that can be very shy and want to be creative. And then I've learned how to also be more outward and be more of a showman up on stage. So luckily, I found the right path for that. I get to be sort of the introspective artist, and then I get to be the showman on stage.
The wild child, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. this album, when we talked the first time, you talked a lot about growing up in the Sierra Nevada and how important that was to you. This album, you kind of went back to that. I know you've been living in L.A. Mm-hmm. area for a while. Tell me about that decision to go back up into the Sierra. I understand you have a place there now.
Yeah, well, it just came time to write and record a new album, and I hadn't written any songs yet. And so whatever I was doing in the past to find inspiration and to write, it wasn't working. And I had also been on the road for almost 7 years straight, and it was about time for me to take a break. I could afford to take a little bit of a break. And so my girlfriend and I, we moved up into the mountains and reconnected with the mountains, which is something that is a big part of my growing up, was spending a lot of time in the mountains, backpacking and hiking, and haven't had a lot of time to do that since I've been traveling so much. So reconnecting with that and also reconnecting with myself is pretty much where the inspiration for this record came from.
That's a song you just did.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Yeah.
What's that about?
When I was a kid, I used to have these dark flashes where I kid you not, I would kind of think a lot, and I would, I don't know if it's called blacking out or widening out, but I would totally start thinking about all these things, and then I wouldn't have any thoughts at all, and then I would forget who I am. Like, I don't know if it was like my brain was shutting down and then rebooting and kind of going through all the memories, but I would sort of stare, I would daydream, stare off into space, and then somebody would snap me out of it, and I'd be like, huh? And I would forget who I am for a second. And that's sort of the inspiration of the song, but really it's about who are you really? You think you know who you are. You go around telling yourself who you are. You have a story that you tell about yourself, but is that even real? Is that what you want to be, or is that what people, is that what you think people want you to be? And if so, who are you really? And that's me sort of asking myself that question. I think I know who I am, but do I even really know?
Well, that's interesting, because you could take that professionally too, because I'm sure there are a lot of people in your life, where's the hit? Come
right.
on, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and a lot of that was going on in the making of this record. And I don't really know how much people really want to hear about stuff like that, but I've definitely felt the pressure. Mm. And even now that I'm now on a major label, I felt the pressure to, write songs that have a bigger appeal to a more mainstream audience. And on one hand, I like to believe I could do that, but on the other hand, I don't know if I can. And I can get caught up in thinking about that. And if I need to do that, well, how the heck am I supposed to do that? And I think really what it comes down to is people love authenticity. and people want to see me just be myself. So if I could find a way to just be myself, but do it in a way where lots of people can relate, then, well, that would be the that would be a win. But I don't know if I can do that. So all I really have to do is just be myself. Then I have to figure out, well, who the heck am I? So then that's where the song comes from.
Well, Brett, when you finish it now, bottle it and sell it, and you won't have to, you know, you'll have it made. Brett Denon is our guest, and we're hearing tunes from this very fine new album, Smoke and Mirrors, and where are we going to go next?
This is a song called Out of My Head. Get out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart. Get out of my head, out of my head, out of my head now. Get out of my head, get into my heart. Without you, I do believe I'm homeless, and without you, it's true. I'm out of focus, gotta go now. I know now if I can live without you, I will. Without me, you'd be stuck in a pattern, and without me, you see, it doesn't matter who you're mad at. I've had that happen and I won't have it anymore. Why don't it go? Boom, boom, boom. Give you love, give you love, give you love now. Boom, boom, boom. Then you get it back.
Feel the good vibes in a home.
Thank you.
There you go, the feel-good hit of last fall. That is Wild Child. Brett Denon is our guest today, and we're hearing music from Smoke and Mirrors, the new album. I guess I should ask that. Why? It is a pretty direct album. Why is it called Smoke and Mirrors?
Well, something that I really want to be that I don't really get to be in song is a comedian. So I have to fill my life with little inside jokes, and I do write jokes in songs, but nobody really ever gets them because there's no setup for it, or there's no awkward pause or comic inflection or anything like that. So little things like that humor me. But there is a song on the record called Smoke and Mirrors, and it's one of my favorite songs on the record. So I thought it sounded like a good title.
There's a song on here called When We Were Young, and it has a lyric in it, which I'll bet a lot of people can relate to, which was high school was a catastrophe. It was a failure factory. What were you like in high school?
I was very introverted. For the first 3 years of high school, I was like painfully shy and obviously really awkward looking. But I connected with people through art. I was really into drawing, and so I kind of had a reputation as being the art guy, but by the end of high school, I learned how to come out of my shell a little bit more. But that is a very personal line, but that's actually a line I'm not trying to be personal about. I'm actually just trying to make a statement about public school in general, like how there's just not a lot of room for people to be individuals. So if, you know, you found a way to do it in school and you're encouraging other people to find a way to be individuals in a school system that likes to predict people's outcomes and put them in boxes, well, thank heavens for you, because I think it's just a shame.
Well, we have something in common in that in not
glasses.
Being... Yes, indeed. And I'm 6'5", too, so... it's radio, folks. Not being such a star in high school, I went to a summer camp, which really spoke to me and made a big difference in my life. And that apparently happened to you as well.
That's where I started going to summer camp when I was 10. All I wanted to be in life was a camp counselor. And so at the age of 14, I started working as an assistant counselor and working in the kitchen and working my way up to be a counselor. And it's where I learned to play guitar. And because when I was a camper there, that was my favorite part of the camp, was at night. The cool counselors with the long hair and the long beards, which I've never been able to grow a beard still to this day, but I've had my hair long at certain points, but I always wanted to be one of those guys that they wore the headband and they had the long hair and they played the Neil Young and John Denver songs around the campfire. And that's really how I learned how to play guitar, was becoming a counselor and picking up a guitar and learning those songs. And it was my first audience, little dirty kids.
Well, I saw something like that.
Chapped lips.
Brett Denon is our guest on the cafe today, and let's get back to some more music. What's next?
We are going to finish the set with When We Were Young.
Turn up your radio loud. Don't forget where you come from.
sky slipping away. Hey.
Hey, Brett Denon, thanks a lot. Thanks to our special producers, this great band.
Thank you.
I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.